Kuf Samach Beis Sif Vav. Notel Shtei Yodav Zu La'atzim V'Zu La'atzim. He washed his two hands, each one independently. V'Nimlach changed his mind. Shenotel Amayim Shniyim. Before he poured the second water, is to mitar the first words. V'Giya Yodav Zu L'Zu. And then his hands touched one another. So we have a situation that he poured less than a revius on each of his hands independently, and now they're touching one another before he pours a second water on them. The shofach al shteyim ke'achas, and then afterwards he poured on them together. Yod of tmeyes, even so his hands are tmeyes. Why? Because since each hand was washed independently, and they have the tummy water on them, and they touch one another, and the time of one another, and that's the end of it. You can't be mitar them. When he put his hands together and they touched one another to get the second waters, nitmu yodav benigosim, they became tmeyes by touching zu lezu, by touching one another. The mayim shel kav yad zu mitame mayim shel kav chaverta, the water on one hand is mitame the water on the other hand. Vegam is a yad, it's also mitame the hand. Shenot of the shniyim lo tiyer is a rishayim. I wish to say the second time he pours the water, shem mitare all the water. No. Why? Because the rule is kim shenitmas machmas chaverta. The only type of water that the second waters can be matahir are the waters that were matam mitzad this hand itself. But the waters that came from another source and those waters are tomei, the second waters will not be matahir them. The other rabba kamashniv nitmu, in such a situation then everything becomes tomei, even the second waters. The only eitzah he has is to dry up his hands, velita shteim ka'achas. And then he has to wash them together. Yeah, it says the Ramah, V'kol shekein lizod shelo yiga b'yodah sheshivshif olea pam achas. Says the Ramah, V'kol shekein lizod shelo yiga b'yodah sheshofach olea pam achas l'yodah shniyah sheshofach olea shtei pom. And surely, one should not touch, one hand is washed two times, so that's tor. So the hand is washed only one time, because the water on that hand is still tummy, and it's going to be time with the other hand. Once again, all this is talking about when you're washing with less than revius. And as we mentioned before, one should be makpid to pour a full revius on each hand, and he avoids all these problems. Even if one did wash with a revius, though, he has to be careful that when one hand is wet, should not touch the other hand that was not yet washed.